born to a woman that's not married, you'd call the child a...
illegitimate. I would probably not call it a bastard, although literally it is.
How does bastard sound to you?
It sounds insulting.
Any other ways of saying I'm illegitimate child than any other...
born on the wrong side of the blanket. Heard that. Or, let's see, what else is that? A love child, I've heard.
How does that sound? Is that insulting?
Oh, no. A love child would be a way to describe a bastard that you weren't going to call a bastard, because you could call somebody a bastard who was not illegitimate, meaning it insultingly, and you would never say that somebody was a love child unless he actually had been born illegitimately. I've heard that, but I've never, I think I've probably read it rather than heard somebody use it.
You say, Jane is a loving child, and Peggy is even...
more loving.
And your brother's son is called your...
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents is called...
an orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan...
a foster parent, a guardian.
And... you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around. You say this town is full of my...
relatives. I might say my folks, but I would... in speaking of folks, I would say all my folks are close to each other or something like that. I wouldn't say this town is full of my folks. I'd say it's full of my relatives.
You say she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're none.
We're not related. We're no kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a...
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
A foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hasn't come from a different country? But
you might. For somebody who wasn't from around these parts, you would use it kind of with quotes around it.
Uh-huh.
You'd say, well, he's foreign to these parts. Or we in Harris County wouldn't say that, but foreigners might. Meaning...
uh-huh.
Anybody from anywhere around here that wasn't from here.
But it wouldn't be. It'd just be joking, huh?
Yes, it more or less joking. It would be certainly with somewhat humorous context.
You say
I'm and I would not say personally a foreigner, but I have sure heard foreigner a lot in my life.
From who?
Even my grandfather said foreigners.
People born in Maryland.
Well, not really. No, he meant it for people outside of this country. He'd talk about all the foreigners coming into this country. He also said America.
What would you call someone born in this country?
I would call him an American.
And you say, we haven't gone half a block when it was running.
Started.
And... say if you've got someone some medicine, you go in and still see the medicine bottle dead, and say, why haven't you...
taken any.
And the person might say, well, an hour ago, I...
took some.
And then another hour, I'll...
take some more.
And if you ask someone, what time does the movie...
start.
Or what time does it...
begin.
You say, it must have already...
begun.
10 minutes ago, it...
began.
And you say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he...
ran.
And he has...
run.
Okay, and children like to...
run.
And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Do you remember a song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And a male goat is called a...
Billy Goat.
And the first book in the New Testament?
In the New Testament, Matthew.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher. A schoolmistress, they used to be, or used to call them schoolmarm, but that's very old. My great-grandmother might have said she was a schoolmarm.
Mm-hmm.
She taught school up near Dallas, and she probably would have said she was a teacher, but in some context, she might have said she was a schoolmarm.
Do you remember what people used to call a barrel maker?
A cooper.